Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. Today, we are concluding our interview, our two-part interview with Alaris Cooper. Now, if you missed yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up. We're going to back up just a little bit to catch up on the last question, but she has a ministry of joy, and it is so prevalent throughout the interview. She has me laughing. She'll have you laughing. And she talks about some really serious things, but it's all through the spirit of joy. And it is contagious. Amen. And she was on our revival for such a time as this, and she had the whole place rocking, I tell you. And that, I knew I had to get her on the podcast just to share her testimony and her story and her ministry with you. So let's jump right back into the interview now with Alaris Cooper. Yeah, you faced some challenges along the way. You know, like you said, it hasn't always been easy. How did you maintain your joy in the midst of the troubles and challenges that you experienced?
Oh, wow. It is. Wow. Okay. Holy Spirit reminded me I'll tell you a story. Okay. My friend and I, we would frequently go to Baltimore to minister to people and just to love on them, pray for them. Sometimes we bought their groceries, sometimes we didn't. And then we went into, and there's a church I was going to at that time as well. So we decided to go off our normal route and we went into this very, very hard area that was 5 minutes from our church. And, wow. It was very rough. There's a lot of gangs in that area. There's a lot of violence. People have died. You don't just go walking on the street willy-nilly. You have to really have your wits about you. And yes, you have to be extremely spirit led when you go into those places. And we just happened to walk down this one alleyway. And there's gunshots in the background and there's helicopters, police cars. It was all happening. And we walked up to these very young boys, and they were standing outside two cars, and they were doing a drug deal. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to go up to them and pray for them. And so we did, and we asked them, how can we pray for you today? And, you know, it was really... It kind of broke my heart, but I had so much joy in it. It's like, you have to understand the intensity of that moment. Mm-hmm. The young men, they had guns on them. They had knives. The older gentlemen that were in the cars, they were packing and they had drugs, and we were two white girls in the middle of the city. Mm. Yeah. Talk about trying to keep your joy. but that's who Jesus is. Jesus would go to the hard places. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you doing in this moment? And how can we bless these young boys? How can we pray for them? And they said, well, we want jobs. We don't want to be doing this anymore. And, you know, it's like, and I said, well, where are your parents at? Because these kids were in their teens. I'm like, what is going on? And they said their parents are druggies. They're at the hut, you know, they're inside the house. They're stoned out. They're, you know, his younger brother, he has to do this to put food on the table. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so sad.
Yeah.
And all I could do in that moment is just grab him and just give him a hug. And, you know, I'm surrounded by people. You just don't do that in this. Just don't do that. But the kids were so grateful, and their faces and their eyes lit up with so much hope. Like, wow, somebody cares about me. Somebody actually is able to see me, mm-hmm. and they want to know what my dreams are. They want to know that I don't want to live this lifestyle. And it's truly amazing, because you have to be able to see Jesus. You have to be able to see the hope and keep and hold on to that, and just smile and laugh and just, and it's like, it's amazing, because I get to experience that daily. Mm-hmm. And in that moment of the just seeing this gentleman and being able to pray for drug dealers, and you know, but God is able to break through all those barriers. He breaks through all of it. And these two white girls walking around Baltimore City, they knew us. And people would ask us for prayer. And because they saw hope when all around them, their whole circumstances, the way they grew up, they never had hope. They just were like, oh, I'm going to have to be able to stay in this lifestyle. I guess this is just how it is. And we're like, no, this is not how it is. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to be like your parents or whoever has been raising you. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's amazing to just see Jesus in the midst of some really dark, dark places.
Amen. Yeah, because you talk a lot about doing the things of Jesus everywhere you go. And Jesus did. He went to places that, you know, most Jewish people would not go. And he talked to people and, you know, ate dinner with people that most Jewish people would not have any association with at all. And, you know, even his disciples said, why are you talking to this woman? You know, talking about the woman at the well. Yeah. Why are you talking with her? You know, we don't understand this. And, you know, and I love that story in the Bible, because it said he needed to go that. Where he was heading to go into Samaria was like off the beaten path. It was not on the direct route to where he was heading.
Right.
It said he needed to go over there. Because, and you stop and think about it, he was just ministering to this woman. Okay, well, he went over there and got her born again. But look at what happened. Revival hit that town.
Yeah.
Because she went back into town, told everyone else. They came out to see Jesus, heard him preach, and they said, we believe, not just because of what you said, but we've seen him and heard our own ears have heard his what he had to say. These are words of life. And yeah. Jesus had to go off that beaten path. It's like you talked about having to, you know, the Lord was leading you down that alley and all that, these places that you don't usually go, right? And, you know, but who knows, one of those boys that you minister to may be a preacher today and
right.
ministering to people in that neighborhood. You know, and just like Jesus said, he needed to go into Samaria because that woman, he needed that woman to be an evangelist to her area.
You know?
You know, just like the madman of Gadara, right? After Jesus cast out all those demons. So, you know, think about that story. The devil tried to kill him on the way over there.
He told
the devil, shut up, peace, be still. And then they ended up over there. And then the madman came rushing them, right? And because of the anointing, the demons were forced to kneel in Jesus' presence, which put him on the ground. He cast out the devil. The guy wanted to go back with Jesus. What did he tell him? He said, no, go back to your own family. Go back to your own hometown. Tell them what great things God's done for you. You know,
yeah.
He used that guy as an evangelist. I mean, praise God. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows if one of those teenagers that you're are not preaching the gospel today, you know?
Right.
Because God doesn't waste energy on that. I mean, he sends someone, you know, and just like with the radio station, you know, I asked the Lord one time when the popularity of the radio station was going, I was being invited to speak at churches and all that. I said, Lord, why did you pick me? Why did you pick me to do all this? And he has such a way of humbling you when you're in situations like that without making you feel bad. I could just feel him put his arm around me and say, you weren't the first one I asked.
Wow.
And then I was like, I wasn't the first one? What? He goes, no, you're just the first one to obey.
Wow.
And that's what got you the blessing, you know. Wow. And then sometimes I wonder, you know, I wonder who God asked before me that missed out on a huge blessing because they were just too busy or like, eh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Right.
You could have done the same thing in downtown Baltimore. Nah, we ain't going down that alley. No. We'll stick down here by the Inner Harbor. You know, type thing. And, you know, I mean, that. I tell this story all the time, and it's such a great example of what I'm talking about. When you just obey the Lord and do what he told you to do. That back in the early 1900s, you know, back when cars weren't even really around, and there was a traveling evangelist, and the name, nobody even remembers the name, but he would go from town to town, and he'd, you know, in a horse-drawn wagon, and then he'd set up his tent at the edge of town and hold a week-long revival every night. And because the daytime, everyone's working out in the fields, they come back in at night. So he'd hold nighttime revival every night for 7 days. And then he'd pack up his tent and then go to the next town. And he kept a journal of, you know, people who got born again under his ministry. And this journal said, you know, he preached his heart out for 6 nights in a row. And not one person came forward to receive Christ as Savior. He goes, this is the hardest town I've ever been in, you know. And the seventh night, he preached his heart. Remember, tomorrow he's going to start packing everything up to move on. And when he gave the invitation, just 1 7-year-old boy walked that sawdust aisle. Just once. And he goes, I preached my heart out for 7 days. You know, he's writing in his journal. He goes, and the only salvation that I can record is a 7-year-old boy named Billy. He's the only one that received Jesus as Savior. The boy's name, Billy Sunday. And look at what Billy Sunday did to impact the world with the gospel. And that no-name evangelist gets credit for every single soul Billy Sunday won to the Lord. You know? And you're doing the same exact thing. Whoever that teenage boy you hug is probably preaching the gospel, winning people to salvation in his neighborhood. And you get credit for every one of those. And who knows if maybe a person that he ministered to who received salvation is not some big name, you know, preacher right now, running a church with thousands of members. And it all filters back down to you being obedient to walk down that alleyway that other people would refuse to do so.
Oh yeah. There's definitely joy in obedience, because when you're obedient to God, then you're showing your love for him. There's so much joy that comes with that from like the inside out. Like the world has not given me this joy.
Amen.
Prior to coming to the Lord, I was not a joyful person. I was not. Total opposite. and it's like I come to, like Jesus comes in, and it's like he takes his, I don't know, I guess a light switch or something, and he just like brightens it up. Like he just brightens my day up. And it's so much more than that, so much deeper than that, because he took me out of so much that it's like when I came to Christ, I was a mess. I was crying, I was sobbing, I was not everywhere. But it's beautiful because it's like God cleanses us with his blood and makes us whole. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. I just love it. Amen. I just love Jesus.
Tell us about how the joy of the Lord opens doors for you.
Oh, wow. Wow. There's been so many times. I can't even count on my hands. when I was studying to be an Anglican, that's funny to me. I was studying to be an Anglican, and I was with this church, and my pastor is so funny. He's like, now, and he was taking me to this conference, and it's not like a regular conference. It's not like, you know, light show. There's no, you know, it's very mellow, very calm. And I'm not that way. I'm far from it. So my pastor, I ask him just out of because I want to be respectful when I go into places, and you know. So I was just like, do you want me to be mellowed out? Do you want me to? I can be quiet and not say anything. And he's like, no, I want you to be yourself. And I was like, oh, that's probably the wrong statement. That's probably the wrong statement. and Jesus. Jesus did amazing things that day. He did. I started laughing. And
no.
I know, right? And the message was really good, like really good what he was saying. And so I was getting very pumped up and very excited. And I was really trying to hold the laughter in, and it didn't work. And I just busted out laughing in the middle of the service. And mind you, I'm like around stoic people. And it's so funny. It was so funny to me because I'm like laughing. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. Yep. But it was such a huge blessing for everyone around. I didn't realize it at the time. Mm. And so many people came up to me and they're like, we want what you have. I'm like, you have what I have. You already have it. I'm like, I can't pray for you to get something that you already have. It was amazing. It was amazing to be able to speak to people who have known God for a very long time, and for amazing people. They're such amazing people. But it opened up a door in a very in a place where they are not used to it. Mm-hmm. And some people are not used to the giftings of God, and that's okay. But it's really funny,
yeah,
that they were coming up to me. They wanted prayer. They wanted that joy. They wanted this. They're like, what is that? You have something on your life that we want. And I'm like, you already have it. Just commune with God. Just commune with him in your quiet time and press into that. Amen. And now if that's something that is really on your heart and that's something that you want, that's just another aspect of Jesus, mm-hmm, that he hasn't revealed to you yet. Because like Jesus will, we already have everything, but sometimes God wants us to pursue him in a deeper way to get that revelation that, mm-hmm, our hearts and our minds need to, yeah, be set on him, to be in alignment with him. So it was, wow, God did such amazing things that weekend at the conference. And I would have never thought that in like 1,000 years to go to a place where these people who walk and breathe the word of God daily and have been in it for a really long time, and they haven't experienced those things of God yet. And here God is like, okay, I'm going to set you on fire in the middle of all of this. And I'm like, okay, this is really happening. And he uses the foolish things. He mm-hmm. uses the foolish things. And it was definitely humbling, because when you're surrounded by hundreds of people and they're all looking at you, it's like, okay, I can either tickle their ears and allow what everybody else is feeling in the room. Mm-hmm. I can either allow that to conform me, or I can allow God to continue to transform me in that moment. Mm-hmm. And it's a choice that I have to make. And sometimes it's a very hard choice. It's not an easy choice, because I'm not here for people to like me. But my feelings and my emotions of the world can come in and steer me the wrong direction mm-hmm. if yeah. I allow it to.
That's right.
And you have to be really sensitive to the Spirit and what He's doing, and allow Him to use you in such a different way, so that revival of not only my heart, but the people around me can see a different aspect of Jesus, a different aspect of God and Holy Spirit, and that He is still alive and He's breathing, and He wants to breathe on His children and bring life back into us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a humbling moment, because most of the time, like, if I end up laughing, like, for really, like, if God graces me with that, and he usually does, I usually end up crying because of I usually just end up crying, and I'm grieving for people to get a hold of that joy that is set before us, that is even in us, because Jesus is the joy that's in us.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah. It's all forever.
Amen. Well, if you had only, say, 60 seconds to share the gospel message, what would you say to someone you had never met before?
Oh, wow. I usually, God has graced me. I will say this. God is very gracious to me in this area. Because usually He'll give me a word of knowledge, or something about that person. And I led this one young boy to Christ. And it was truly beautiful, because he gave me a word of knowledge about his family.
Mm.
And he broke down. He broke down. And he said, I just want to give my life to Christ. And he gave his life to Christ right there in the restaurant.
Amen.
And it's about, like, I usually tell people, like, the Lord is here. Jesus is here standing in front of you. What's your choice going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to live a full life? Do you want to live a full life in Christ? Or do you want to just keep running away from Him? Because He's been calling you to a deeper path. He's been calling you deeper and deeper into His love. And why do you, and I usually, people just start breaking down in front of me. And we just sit there. A lot of times we either are standing or we're sitting there, we start crying or we laugh.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I really let the Lord, I really let Jesus speak, and I let Holy Spirit, because it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. And as long as you're living a life worthy of Jesus, people will see that.
Amen.
People will see it.
Amen. Folks, do you see what I'm talking about? Alaris had me laughing and has filled my spirit, man, up to the brim where the joy of the Lord is just overflowing. Praise God. He's contagious. Right? You're talking about the virus being contagious. The joy of the Lord is contagious. Amen. You get around Alaris, you can't help but catch what she's got. Glory to God. Amen. This is awesome. Okay, this is why I invited her on the podcast, because she had me rolling during the revival. I mean, in the entire time, and not just me. I mean, in comments and stuff. She is on fire for God, and like I said, she's contagious. Yeah. Do not wear a mask around her. Okay,
oh, Jesus.
Get what she's got. You need to get what she's got. Amen. We need the joy of the Lord in today's world. I mean, yeah. There's enough tragedy and sickness and death and all that out there. We need life.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the spirit of life. And she's using Alaris to shed that joy that he has. Glory to God. If I wasn't tied down this microphone, I'd be dancing around this room right now. Glory to God. Amen. Get in touch with Alaris. She can do the same thing for you. Amen. I mean, Alaris, if someone wanted to speak with you, maybe to ask a question or maybe have you come out and speak to their group or Bible study, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Oh, you can just email me at alerisCooper32@gmail.com.
So that's your name, alerisCooper32@gmail.com.
Yes.
Amen. Folks, you need to get in touch with Alaris, okay? In just a few minutes, she'll have you forgetting all about the problems the devil's been telling you about. And she's going to inspire you to just trust Jesus, and the rest will just fall into place. You know, that's not saying your problems will miraculously disappear overnight. I mean, they might, but I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is Jesus will give you his joy to face down those problems. I mean, he'll give you his strength to endure the attacks of the devil and to repel him and turn him back on his own head. He'll give you his wisdom and how to begin to straighten out the mess in your life. And it all starts with the message. And you need to contact Alaris Cooper and let her minister that message of joy to you. Amen. Glory to God. Alaris, thank you for coming on the program today and ministering the spirit of joy to us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a blessing. Thank you. I'm trying not to cry. I'm really overwhelmed right now. So thank you. Thank
good.
You.
Thank
Amen. You.
Folks, go down the show notes, click on that email, get in touch with Alaris. Even if you just tell her, man, I heard you're on the broadcast and you're just full of God and I want what would you have. And just pray for whatever you need to. The Spirit of the Lord is telling you right now to send her a message of encouragement or ask a question so she can encourage you. Okay. Either way, go down the show notes, get in touch with her. I'm going to put the links to the revival and her messages on the revival. Glory to God. You want to watch those two messages. I'm telling you right now, you think today was fun? Oh, you ain't. Oh, glory to God. I'm getting ready to go roll it off into tongues here in a minute. I mean, oh. That's why I asked her on the program today, okay? I mean, it was, oh, glory God. You need to go listen. You click the link. Go watch the video. And if you don't laugh, well, your wood's wet. I mean, she is on fire. Oh, man. Alaris, thank you for coming on the program today. Minister this joy to us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very humbled. Wow, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Alaris Cooper and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed. We'll be right back. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.